Yeah, you know, it's a good opportunity to see these players against other defenders. But at the same time, when you play against one of the best defenses in football every day, it's really an advantage to our offense to prepare ourselves for the season. Well, batted balls are a lot of things, but in practice, we're not going to try to up front knock the defensive lineman down when they bat a ball. So one of our rules is really don't bat a ball in practice. So guys get excited. They can't help but put their hands up and bat them, and you live with it and you go on to the next play. You know, there's a lot of guys that have impressed us in this camp, and Joe's one of them. But there's guys stepping up, and there's guys that are fitting into the system, and the system is fitting in around them. So it's going to be a great opportunity in these games to show what each guy can do. We're looking for everybody from a practice squad guy to a first team starter to hopefully one of these guys being an all-pro player. Yeah, what you do is you're trying to design plays to get them to certain guys to let them play and to give them the reps that they need. There's a lot of mechanics to that. It might not happen. They might be covered. They might be the primary, but be covered. But we'll do everything we can to give everybody on this team on offense a chance to make the team and become a contributor. Yeah, it's really important that an offensive line moves around. That in training camp is the time to get them playing multiple positions, because you don't want week five be the first time that somebody jumps into right guard or left guard. So training camp's an opportunity to move them around, get them a feel, understand the concepts of the plays, and let them become a little bit comfortable while really trying to stick to a position that they're going to be best at.
But is it a challenge also to get that cohesiveness when you're constantly moving guys around?
Well, it'll start to form as we go, and part of the cohesiveness is when guys move around, it allows them to understand the total concept and how the guy next to them affects them. And so it when you move them, they become more knowledgeable of what's going on. You know, we're trying to keep Jay uncomfortable as we sit here, because we're adding more and more plays every day, and he'll be more comfortable every time he runs the play for the second time. And you can see the plays that he does run for the second time because they're more efficient. But today, even like we talked about earlier, we've added more plays today. They were new. We walked through them. We did them in practice, and some were good, some were bad. Jay is very smart. He's a seasoned veteran. So what he's working on is the little things. He's working on his technique and his skills and his communication with the rest of the guys. And he's moving in the right direction. Well, Jay is very talented in arm talent, and he can make all the throws. He's also very intelligent, so you can put a lot on him. You can ask him to do a lot of things, and so we hope that helps our entire offense.